You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy collides with real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Maybe you've heard of the Proust questionnaire. It's a set of questions about values and wishes, often incorrectly attributed to French writer Marcel Proust. He actually answered it, not wrote it. We made a similar one about money, because what we spend and why is awfully revealing. It's called the Marketplace Quiz, and this weekend, we've got musician Nico Case.
Hi, my name is Nico Case, and I'm an American musician, and I currently reside in Vermont.
When did you realize music could be a career?
I realized music could be an actual paying career in the funny way that I didn't have time to show up for either of my two jobs anymore because I was on tour all the time. So it was more like, well, this one's kind of paying the bills, so maybe ride this dolphin into the sunset or until the dolphin kicks you off. There are still moments I think I made the wrong decision. It's like, oh, I'm a husbandless troll. There's nobody here but me on my windy, snowy rock that I'm going to shovel by myself for the next 6 hours. But then I go, nah, I'm Jeremiah Johnson, man. Wanted for murder. Living on my own. Kicking it with bears, you know, it's kind of romantic.
Fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you...
Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a presidential election.
In a next life, what would your career be?
In my next life, I would kind of like to devote all of my time to farming. Unfortunately, I have to leave a lot because I'm a musician, as I said, and there's a lot of touring. Because despite what people think, that's how we make our money, is touring, not from selling records. So we're out there like little mules in the Borax mule train. Muling is fine, but I'd like to, you know, mix my muling up a little bit.
What is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
I don't know if it's hard or so much just a savage truth, is that there is pretty much zero glamour involved in being a touring musician. There's a lot of truck stop toilets that are exactly the same truck stop toilets that you used when you first started touring, which I'm not complaining about. You know, a truck stop toilet is still a toilet, but there's no hot tubs, there's no, I don't know, custom made fancy tour buses with steam rooms on them, unless you're at a certain level, which most of us aren't.
What is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
When I first started making a little bit of money, meaning having cash in my hand that I wasn't used to ever in the history of my life because I grew up incredibly poor, I started buying clothes that would look nice on stage, dresses that were kind of nicer and well-made, and then about 10 years later I realized I absolutely hate wearing dresses. Why did I buy those? And there's this weird psychology with money that happens that you don't realize, which is you don't necessarily do the right thing. You do what you think you're supposed to do with it. And, you know, to me, having $3,000 over the course of a month was just unheard of. I felt like an absolute billionaire. And I just realized I had never been taught anything about money, and it's just a learn as you go. And it's kind of a boo-hoo, yeah, whatever lady situation, but the point is that money has a bizarre psychology that will really mess with you. It's a wild horse of a jerk.
Nico Case's new vinyl box set, Truck Driver Gladiator Mule, is out November 13th.
Baby, come out and meet you in the street.